This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Soon, you'll no longer have to pay to recycle. A new statewide program for residents and local governments will have the makers of packaging materials foot the bill instead. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Producer Responsibility Program shifts recycling costs to companies that produce materials such as beverage containers and packaging. Those companies must pay dues that will go towards collections, hauling recyclables, and processing the materials. State Public Health Materials Management Unit Leader Wolf Cray says 700,000 additional households are projected to participate in the program.
What that'll translate into is, of course, keeping material out of landfills, but more importantly, the environmental impacts of that.
The program is expected to generate $31 million and avoid 1.3 million metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions by 2035. The program is projected to begin by the middle of next year. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
President Trump is reportedly thinking of reclassifying marijuana from a Schedule 1 drug to a Schedule 3. That would move it from being in a category with heroin to being in a category of regulated drugs that are available with a prescription, like ketamine or Tylenol with codeine. Democratic Representative Jason Crow has been pushing for the VA to allow veterans to use cannabis as an alternative to opioids. He says a lot will depend on how it is reclassified.
I am generally in favor of allowing more access to cannabis and doing it in a controlled, regulated, responsible way.
During the Biden administration, health officials recommended reclassifying cannabis to a Schedule 3 drug. The move would not legalize the drug nationally, but a lower classification would make it easier for cannabis businesses to operate and for research to be conducted. This is CPR News. You can find more news at cpr.org.